USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticizing what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken was overseas for a G20 meeting that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. Sri Lanka's president and prime minister are stepping down. That after thousands stormed the president's home to protest worsening economic conditions in the country, it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A 911 operator is facing manslaughter and other charges for not sending help right away to a woman who later died from internal bleeding.
The 54-year-old was found dead in July 2020, a day after her daughter pleaded with emergency services for help. Leon Lee Price took the call but refused to send an ambulance until he'd been given more assurance that the woman would actually go to the hospital if help arrived. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. According to a letter from a lawyer found in an SEC filing, the company has not responded to Musk's requests for information concerning fake or spam accounts. The deal to buy the social media company was announced 3 months ago. Wall Street won its third out of the last 14 weeks. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Questions are being asked about what caused an outage at one of Canada's largest telecom companies. Customers of Rogers Communications lost service Friday morning. Everyone from residential to business and corporate customers were affected. Even some government agencies, including Canada's Tax Collection Agency, lost telephone service. Some are looking into what can be done to avoid a similar situation in the future. Tech analyst Ritesh Kotak spoke to CBC News about it.
What type of accountability are these organizations that provide this type of critical infrastructure going to be responsible for? Is there going to be public audits? Is there a way in the future to kind of piggyback off networks that are still up? I think these are all major policy questions, infrastructure questions that are going to have to occur, and we're going to have to make some decisions.
It was the second disruption in less than a year. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers within 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. David Lloyd with the First Amendment Center spoke to News Nation.
It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
The new law goes into effect in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.